San Bona Nimzanti. I am your host, Candice Kumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. Whether you're braying in Mpumalanga, hustling in Hillbrow, or chilling in Cape Town, Health from Zanzi is all you need to tackle anything life throws your way. Have you ever wondered what it's like to raise a child with hydrocephalus? Well, today we're honored to chat with Candy Chawuke to share her experience as a mother raising a daughter with hydrocephalus. Welcome to the Health from Zanzi podcast, and thank you so much for joining me today. Before we dive in, give us a short highlight about yourself.
Candy Musindini Chawuke, better known as Candy, is a mother of three. I have two girls and one boy. Well, I'm a simple person, simple girl, born and bred in the township, in Temesa. I'm just a classy mom. That's who I am.
Thank you so much for that, Candy. So going straight into our topic for today, just explain to us what hydrocephalus is and how has this condition affected your daughter's lives?
Hydrocephalus, as Dr. explained to me, is that it's a condition where brain matter has to sit, like the brain. It actually has to do with the brain. So in the skull, where present my daughter, her brain is not fully developed. So where the brain had to develop water, fill that space. So her left brain is not fully developed. So then that's when they told us, though, this is hydrocephalus, because in her infant stages, she's now 14. In her infant stages, it happened that her head was growing, the forehead. And we thought maybe, no, it's a norm. So we took her to a clinic one day. And they said, we must take this child to the hospital. And I was like, why? She was like, I'm suspecting hydrocephalus. But she did not come into detail as to what is hydrocephalus. So I went to my GP and I was like, please check my daughter. And she was around 1 year, 8 months by then. And he did. And he confirmed, no, he's got hydrocephalus. Best to take her to a specialist. And that's what we did. She had to go through an op where they put a shunt into her head. The shunt drains out the water. And can I say, her milestone, when she was 1 year, 8 months, she couldn't walk, but she would walk by her bumps. So she was kind of a person that walks by her bumps. And we thought maybe she's just a delayed child. She started walking at 3 years due to this issue.
Candy, can you walk us through the process of finding out your daughter had hydrocephalus? What emotions did you experience after receiving the diagnosis?
It was mixed emotions. I mean, as a human being, obviously you're going to be upset. You're going to blame yourself. What did I not do right when I was pregnant? What did I drink? You question a lot of things. But at the end of the day, I had to accept that God gave me a special child and I should embrace the blessing. She is a special child, to be honest. Post-op, we were sat down surgeon who told us that there's advantages and disadvantages of us operating her and putting a shunt into her. And we asked, and he was like, she might come back and be a normal child, or she might come back and be a 24-hour care baby. So can you imagine as a mom?
Yeah.
Now you panic. She went into the op, she came back. She loves music, by the way. When she came back, she came to, they checked up on her. While they were checking her vitals and everything, she started singing Loliwe. And everybody laughed in the room. That was the most positive thing I feel that God gave to me, to say, I've got you in this journey. You're going to make it. And since then, I really appreciate her. Now she's in grade 8. She did well in her primary school years, achieving awards as well with this condition. It has showed the positive of, and to trust God when we don't just expect good things, but the challenges, understand that God is putting you through the trial and test.
What an emotional but also beautiful journey you've had, Candy. So, Amma, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges you've faced and continue to face as a parent of a child with hydrocephalus?
I mean, she's growing. Being a toddler and stuff, we managed to handle her. She wouldn't go into swings without us there. Because she has this condition as well. She cannot run properly like normal kids. Her milestones are a bit back by 6 months. And her talking, sometimes she has a bit of a slur. And we make sure that she does not bump into anything with her tummy, because that's where the other piece of the shunt is. and her head must not bump in. So even for her to do LO at school, it's a challenge to do PT because now she can't run. She's not allowed to do any physical activity that might endanger her into entering into a seizure or a coma or having to get the shunt removed and replaced. So we were very careful of her growing up. And we were lucky that the nursery school she went to, she was well taken care of. She was well understood. She was with normal babies, able bodies, and everyone. Hence, I think she does not see herself as someone who has a bit of a disability because she can function well. Though everything of her is done on the left-hand side, everything. She writes up left, cleans up left, everything is left-hand sided. If she didn't get a shunt, according to what we heard, the head would have grown bigger. So now the shunt helps with draining the water and making sure that there's no more excess. So every 6 months, she has to go for a checkup to just check if everything's still in place. Last year, we had a very scary moment in April where she ended up having a wobbly movement. There was a bacteria in her shunt. She had a wobbly movement. She ended up in hospital. But lucky enough, she was not operated. And she came to after 3 days. But she was in a coma for 3 days.
Candy, despite all these challenges, what is the good side of this condition and some moments of joy and milestones you've celebrated with your daughter?
I love the fact that she's a music genius. You can play any song, like, you know, this new trend that might be on how complicated the lyrics are. Mm-hmm. She listens to it once, she'll sing it back to you. Like the next time you play that song, she can sing it back. So that's the greatest thing, that she has a good memory despite her brain being underdeveloped. And to be honest, she can cook now. She's 14, so she can cook now, and she's quite good at cooking. So I see that she's able, despite this condition. The only challenge is now, being a mother, the fear of society, the fear of one day her getting a boyfriend who might end up slapping her and causing her to go into a seizure or whatnot. Just the minor fears that I'm having, because obviously she's going to leave the nest one day. I'm not going to keep her. Those are my fears. Those to be realistic things happen. But other than that, no, I don't see much. I don't see challenges, to be honest, because I've embraced this journey. Mm-hmm. I accepted it early on. So it's more of me embracing her life, embracing who she is, who she is becoming. Yeah, that's more of it.
So just building on everything you've just mentioned, what message of hope would you give to other families facing the same condition?
The best thing I could say is when a doctor says your child or you as an individual have an X condition, be it diabetes, be it high blood, anything, research. Ask questions. Don't just accept and say this is this. Because if you accept without knowledge, you will not grow. You'll be in a box. You'll put yourself in the worst place. So it's best if you know and you trust God in the process of saying, as much as we say, woman, this is my baby and whatnot, but this is a gift from God. So God cannot give you a gift that is going to be difficult for you. God will always hold your hand in the journey. 14 years later, I look at her and go like, God is really there. Because really, her name is Yale Woha. So it's like, thank you, God, for this miracle. Because she is a blessing every day. Seeing her do something new, it's a blessing. So as a parent, do not say, why me? Because once you say, well, you're going to hate the child because you're going to feel like this child is a curse. This child is something. Embrace the child. Learn about any condition. Learning is vital. Questioning is very vital. Do not hide away. Be proud of the child. God willing, to have a foundation for kids with hydrocephalus, those who need shunts, the nation. You know, the funny part about hydrocephalus, as much as we say it's a baby, I'm talking about my child, but even adults can get in hydrocephalus from an accident. So I would really love to collaborate with an organization where we can raise funds for shunts because they are expensive. Educate people about hydrocephalus.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za. Or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. As Candy has highlighted it all, There will be tough days, but there's so much joy to be found in raising a child with hydrocephalus. Focus on their strengths, celebrate their milestones, and don't be afraid to reach out for help. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.